Wednesday, August 20th. I know this is going to sound a little weird, but I just realized my diary is as jet-lagged as I am. So today, I'm going to bring my entries up to date. Everyone was so exhausted, we actually slept until noon yesterday. Then we spent the rest of the day in super boring meetings with Victoria. Trevor joined us via Zoom. He said we'll be doing a cover photo shoot and interview for the most popular teen magazine in France, Oh La La Chic, on Thursday, August 28th. Squee! But get this. Other than a few random meetings, my bandmates and I will only be working one day while we're in Paris. Can you believe it? However, Mackenzie will be so busy, she's getting an assistant intern to help her with her workload. Sorry, not sorry. Our parents signed a permission slip for us to tour the city as long as we clear all activities with our chaperone, Victoria, and follow a long list of rules. Trevor is covering all our expenses, and we each get a small stipend to spend each day. Anyway, it's hard to believe it's already Wednesday, and we've been in Paris 2 days. We're super excited because we're finally free to leave our hotel and start exploring the city. Squee! Everyone is dying to do all the most Paris-y things that Paris has to offer. Chloe, Zoe, and Violet decided to visit a cafe 2 blocks from our hotel, and I agreed to meet them there. It's called Le Petit Café, which means the little coffee shop. The good news is that all the cramming I did on the plane is going to pay off because now I can speak French with the locals. Like, how hard can it be? By the time I arrived, Chloe, Zoe, and Violet had already ordered. They were sitting outside at a fancy table, sipping their drinks, looking very posh. They offered to go inside with me, but I was very sure I could order my coffee myself. Non, merci. Je reviens tout de suite, I smiled and hurried inside. Not to brag, but my French skills are so good, I was impressing myself. I was expecting the French people there to be dressed from head to toe in the trendiest designer stuff, right down to their Louis Vuitton loafers and Chanel keychains. So I was surprised everyone looked like they'd rolled out of bed and thrown on whatever wrinkled clothing they happened to find lying on the floor. I had no idea how they pulled this off. Whenever I try to do shabby chic, it looks like I raided the lost and found box from my PE class. But when the French do it, it looks, très chic. I waited in line and attempted to blend in by not smiling. Also very French. Sorry, but if I lived in Paris, I would be smiling all the time. Why? Because I'd be insanely happy I lived in Paris instead of Westchester, New York. Duh. Anyway, in my head, I practiced how to order my favorite drink, an iced caramel cappuccino with whipped cream and extra caramel. When it was finally my turn, I smiled, stepped up to the counter, and my mind went completely blank. I could not believe this was happening to me. Je voudrais que vous sentiez mes pieds, I muttered nervously to the bored-looking French barista. Pardon? She raised her eyebrows at me. I hadn't expected any follow-up questions, so I repeated myself, but much more slowly and loudly, like I was talking to my grandma Maxwell. Je voudrais que vous sentiez mes pieds. That's when the barista gasped and just stared at me. OMG, it was almost like she smelled something really bad. I resisted the urge to secretly sniff my armpits. Oh, la, 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 she huffed, glaring at me. And I was all, was this cafes worked in Paris? Suddenly, Ms. French Barista grabbed a dish rag and started shooing me while yelling, "Déclosier méchant!" I had no idea what she was screaming at me, but I totally understood the international gesture for scram. So I slowly backed away from her. I didn't think ordering coffee could possibly be more traumatic until a guy, I think he was the manager, came out of the kitchen and chased me out of the cafe with a broom. Allez-vous-en! Unfortunately, I didn't get my iced caramel cappuccino with whipped cream and extra caramel. I hurried out of the cafe and returned to my friends empty-handed. I could not believe they were all up in my business, asking me very personal questions like, "Where's your coffee? Nikki, are you okay? What happened in there?" "I think I messed up my order or something," I sighed. And the barista must have been having a bad day because she totally freaked out. Then the manager came out and asked me to leave. Kind of. "What?" my friends exclaimed, totally confused. "OMG, what exactly did you say to the barista?" Chloe asked. "Je voudrais que vous sentiez mes pieds," I shrugged. Violet cringed. "Nikki, please tell me you're joking." What I meant to say, "Iced caramel cappuccino with whipped cream and extra caramel, please." What I said, "I'd like you to smell my feet." OMG, I was so embarrassed. I wanted to dig a really deep hole, crawl into it, and die. "Seriously? You actually told the barista to smell your feet?" Zoe giggled. My friends laughed so hard they had tears in their eyes. Arr! Translation. I guess my French still needs a little work. Actually, a lot of work. "Joking aside, just hang in there," Violet said sympathetically. "Before you know it, you'll be speaking like a Parisian." "Girlfriend, you got this," Chloe agreed. "I have an idea," Zoe exclaimed. "Let's go back in there. We'll help you place your order." "Thanks, but no thanks," I muttered. "I've completely lost my appetite for a coffee." "Okay, then just get a water," Chloe suggested. "It'll be a lot easier to order than an iced caramel cappuccino with whipped cream and extra caramel." I had to admit that Chloe had a really good point. "Water! That sounds nice," I agreed. And now that I think about it, all this drama has made me really thirsty. I felt a surge of confidence as I realized I could easily get water, you know, like a real Parisian, without any help whatsoever from my friends. They grabbed their drinks to go back inside the cafe, but I hurried off in the opposite direction to a nearby water fountain. "OMG, this Paris water is so delish." I was so thirsty, I practically guzzled 3 gallons of water. I really appreciate my friends being supportive and offering to help me order in the cafe. But sorry, I was not setting foot in that scary place again. There was no drink in the world I wanted badly enough to risk getting brutally slapped with a dish rag and beaten down with a broom. Besides, the water fountain was free and safe. We sat outside at the cafe, giggling and excitedly making a list of the places we each planned to visit while in Paris. Here is my list. 1, Eiffel Tower. 2, Louvre Museum. 3, Arc de Triomphe. 4, Sennelier Art Store. Anyway, today I learned an important lesson. I really need to work on my French, or someone is going to end up in very serious trouble. Namely, moi.